Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
And we're back. Da-da-da. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That is 603-283-6160. Call that number if you want to get on the air, because we're live and you get to talk. But you got to call in. So use your little finger dialy button things and figure it out on whatever kind of phone you have.
And sometimes people are a little afraid, right? They'll get a little stage fright.
They should be.
When they call and they're like, oh my gosh, my voice is going to be broadcast to, what, almost 200 radio stations or whatever.
I used to get nervous when I'd call in and be like, oh man, what if they don't like what I say?
Your heart races a little
then
bit.
Then you just hit the button and you're off the air and that's it.
What if I stumble? I'm like, what if I cuss? Well, don't do that.
Please, don't do that. Bad advice. Don't even put that out there. In the last segment there, we were talking about libertarian communities.
We were.
Yeah.
And there's an event coming up.
There is.
Where there's going to be a whole bunch of libertarians and whatnot
community.
And that event is ForkFest 2021. Join liberty-minded voluntarist anarchists and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 5. Ooh, it's got a number on it now. At Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or more motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. And there's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees there with the unofficial Telegram and the unofficial forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Come party with the captain.
Woo! I'm excited.
Do we know yet if there's going to be a Free Talk Live setup?
There is.
Broadcasting?
Yes.
All right.
For both ForkFest and the week before, and also for ForkFest.
Porcupine Freedom.
At least that is the plan currently.
All right. So come say hi to your favorite host. Maybe. I might not be there. You never know. I don't know when I'm going to be around.
Oh, you're the listener's favorite host?
No, not at all.
No ego there.
No.
I'll be at ForkFest. I'm going to try my best to stay for at least some of ForkFest. For sure.
I'm going to be at ForkFest, and I'm going to attempt to possibly be there for the weekend prior so that I can be at ForkFest for, you know, the weekend portion for Fork. I don't know how that's going to work out. I have some other things going on in life. At a minimum, last year I was at ForkFest for the last 4 days. At a minimum, I'll be there for the last 4 days again. So
cool.
I will repeat my previous stint at a minimum, but hopefully I can max that out.
Party with Captain at ForkFest 5.
Well, and there's some question as to the number, too, because, like, I think the first one was called, like, Somalia Fest, and I don't know if that was 6 years ago or 4 years. I don't, you know... It's a decentralized thing where nobody's in charge. So I've just been saying ForkFest 2021. I realize ForkFest 5 is printed.
Look, man, I'm like Ron Burgundy. I just read what they put in
front of me. I'm Ron Burgundy?
I'm Ron Burgundy. We're going to go to the phones, though.
Let's go to the phones.
That's what we do. We have Phil in Michigan. Phil, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. Good evening.
Hey, Phil.
I just wanted to discuss how we sometimes relate to liberals. When we're talking to them about the principles of liberty.
We don't. Kick them out of the Libertarian Party. go ahead. Carry on.
Well, oftentimes we talk about liberty and libertarianism from a deontological standpoint. And by deontology, I mean that, you know, things are right or wrong based off of a system of duties. Like, for example, you can initiate force against someone else.
The bare minimum,
I think
that should be it.
Sometimes maybe a utilitarian approach may more speak out to people. And by the way, I am a deontological libertarian. But when I say a utilitarian approach, I mean that utilitarianism is whatever is right or wrong is based on what gives the most right amount of happiness to the most amount of people. For example, a utilitarian argument against a minimum wage would be that if you increase the minimum wage, it's going to cause the prices of the things that you buy to go up. And that price increase is disproportionately going to affect the poorer people. So therefore, the people that are trying to help by raising the minimum wage are actually going to be hurt more by raising it.
So wouldn't the anti-libertarian, from the utilitarian point of view, isn't that demonstrated in the results that we currently have, where the vast majority of people don't want to exist in a libertarian society or libertarian community, which is why they continue on with their, you know, statist goals and statist agendas? Isn't that evidence that the utilitarian view, the vast majority of people are the happiest under the thumb of the government?
Well, the thing is that a lot of people don't understand the consequences. So another example is social welfare programs that involve government spending. That involves, of course, since governments don't have the balls to raise taxes generally, they have to go out and fire up the printing press and print money. And that results in inflation, which, again, disproportionately affects the poor people.
I hear what you're saying, but I want to say from that utilitarian perspective, I think right now you're talking about values, possibly, in that libertarians, you know, the deontological ones or otherwise, value certain things, and the vast majority of people, if you're talking about, like, what's best for them, fits within their values, and if they value the safety that the government provides, more so than the freedom to not worry about minimum wage or inflationary prices, well, then it's still, the current system is still best for them and best for the vast majority of people. They're just operating on a different set of values than you and I.
I completely agree with that as well. But oftentimes we hear about different policies that are being put forth, you know, it's all about helping the poor. But really, the poor aren't helped by those policies. They're actually hurt by those policies. And I think that we need to get better information out there to counter that.
Absolutely, Phil. I would say that, like Richie Rich said, part of the problem with the utilitarian approach is that some people just prefer security over all the burdens and responsibilities that come with freedom and independence. But I would also
say, if they're the majority of people, that's what you
get. They tend to be, right? Because it's just easier to shirk your responsibilities and accept this security blanket that is government. But part of it, too, is that, and this is an argument that you hear all the time when you take the utilitarian approach, is, well, if it was such a great idea, how come it's never been done before? Why isn't there stateless societies in history that we can point to and say, look how they were doing it, it was so much better? And
from a utilitarian perspective, that's a great point, though.
Yeah. Well, and it is.
We have had those types of societies in the past.
I was going to mention that, too.
Over the course of time, the government erodes it and grows and erodes it. I mean, during the latter half of the 1700s, there was a pretty small government in this country, comparatively to today.
True.
Yeah, and there's also the example of the early Irish and their organizations where they had, I believe it's pronounced Tuatha. They had largely a stateless society that was, I'm going to say, pseudo-tribal. And I say that because they had organizations that sort of resembled the old friendly societies that some folks might remember, like, the Elks Lodge or whatever. This would just be a group of people that come together and pool resources for a purpose. Oh, the community needs a bridge? Oh, we need a bunch of hardworking dudes? Yep, okay, well, he's going to volunteer, so-and-so is going to provide the materials, and we're all going to get together on Saturday and Sunday and go build a bridge, and the community would build a bridge. And when they were done building the bridge, they would just return to whatever it is they were doing before, whatever their jobs were, their lives, farms, and all that stuff. So the Irish, for somewhere between 900 and 9,000 years, depending on how you look at the situation,
depending whether you can carry the zero or not.
Right. Seem to have had a stateless society in that they had no monopoly on violence for a government.
All right, thank you for the call, Phil. More coming up on the other side with Free Talk Live. If you want to get in, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We're back. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 to get your thoughts on the air tonight. the Thursday night live edition. I am here. I am Richie Rich, along with...
I am the captain filling in for Matt.
And Tyler.
And before we get back into our discussion, let us thank the amplifiers.
Let us.
Tonight, the amplifier, silver amplifier, a la loca? A la loca?
Sure.
Sure, why not? However you pronounce that.
These sheets that we read off of don't come with pronunciations, so we just take a stab and hope it's right.
Mine's actually a link. I could have clicked on that if this were, you know, on the computer
somewhere. This were an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah. But thank you, Alaloka, for your contributions. The AMP program, again, advertise, market, and promote the show. If you like what you hear, help us get on more radio stations across the nation, across the country, and beyond.
Yeah, we're on a couple of satellite channels. We're on the Internet, obviously. We're on LRN.FM. We're on freetalklive.com. And there's some other folks who recently, actually, during the Crypto 6 events, the raids and all that stuff, who have been rebroadcasting us. That is to say, they're on a platform that we don't currently have a stream going on, and so they just take our broadcast and rebroadcast it on the platform that they're on so that the listeners on that platform, I'm talking about social media, I'm trying to remember the name of the user, can't remember him off the top of my head, but he was... Every day he would ping me and be like, dude, do you need any help? You know, I've got experience doing this, that, and the other thing. He was like, or he'd be like, hey, I'm not getting the right feed, or we're getting silenced during, you know, or after your commercials, this kind of a thing. And so there are folks, and not just him either, there's a couple of other people that take our screens and rebroadcast them of their own volition, which is awesome.
And the beautiful thing, again, about Free Talk Live, the way it's set up, is, you know, no intellectual property. So we actually advocate for and are in favor of you taking those streams and broadcasting them wherever, because the goal of the show is to get out the ideas of freedom and liberty to as wide a swath of people as possible. And if you can reach an audience that we can't, by all means, please take the stream, rebroadcast it, you know.
Joining the AMP program helps us do that in the legitimate way of contacting radio stations and other, you know, broadcasters and saying, hey, we'd like to get our program on your show. It takes a little money and a little time to make that happen, and so that's why we have the AMP program.
Absolutely. So thank you again. A la loca. Check that out, amp.freetalklive.com. I'm blanking on where we're at in the discussion, so I'm going to just go ahead back to this headline that we started off a while ago.
All right.
We teased it. We're running out of time to get to it.
Back to guns.
Back to guns. Americans under 30 rapidly turn against gun control laws, poll finds. Tyler,
yeah,
you brought this one in?
I did.
We teased it earlier, going like, the next generation.
Yeah, so the article says 50% of Americans overall say the view, enacting the new anti-gun violence laws and firearm restrictions as a top legislative authority. But among young Americans under 30, there was a 20% drop since 2018. A new ABC News Washington Post poll released Tuesday from among more than 1,000 U.S. adults found that Americans overall are less supportive of new gun control legislations than they were just 3 years ago. People between the ages of 18 and 29 saw the sharpest decline in backing for new weapons laws, with fewer than half now saying new legislation is needed to reduce the risk of future mass shootings or to block, quote, red flag buyers.
Now, that was from 3 years ago, like the time difference there.
Mm-hmm.
Could that just be the transition from the Trump to the Biden administration?
You know, that's possible, but I really think it has a lot more to do with COVID. It has to do with the lockdowns and people seeing all of these rioters in the streets and seeing how delicate...
Wait, rioters in the streets during a lockdown? How do they allow that?
What? I thought we were all supposed to stay indoors.
To use an 80s band, it was a quiet riot.
Oh, okay.
They were quite loud.
The mostly peaceful one?
The mostly peaceful riots. Where cars were on fire and they burned down federal buildings.
More power to them.
Yeah. But, like, you know, I know firsthand, people have come to me and have admitted, they were like, you know, I used to be against guns, but I'm starting to see their utility now. You know, there are stories of people calling their local police departments, calling 911, and the cops going, we just cannot respond, you have to defend yourself. And
the Supreme Court says we have no obligation to
yeah.
do so.
And they have no legal
obligation. So you're on your own.
I have a friend of mine. He's a former Navy guy, got out of the military, you know, works in a business and that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about sort of the event. He lives up in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about sort of the events that happened there when they burned the police department and that kind
Kenosha
of
thing. Kenosha and all that.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That Kenosha's in Wisconsin, though.
Oh, right,
so
right,
I'm thinking
yep.
about in Minneapolis proper,
yep.
where they burned the police precinct.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, you know, all this stuff was going on, and he's like, I got to tell you, I haven't owned a gun in 20 years, but these recent events, I went out and I got me, and he just started telling me, and like he's like, it's been kind of fun because I didn't realize that, you know, I would, you know, miss going to the range or anything like that, so I'm having fun with it. But like, the reason that I got it is not a fun reason.
Right.
You know, because
yeah.
he had one of those experiences where somebody in his circle of friends or family had to call 911, and they were like, sorry, we can't respond to you right now. You're yep. on your own.
Yep. Yeah, there's like 12 million plus new gun owners in America over the last year. And I am just taking a wild guess, but I'm going to assume those aren't just all hobbyists who, you know, decided that this was going to be their new hobby. People are scared of what's going to happen if, you know, say the economy collapses or say there is some kind of foreign war America gets tied up into and things start to deteriorate at home. And to me, this is the best thing to happen to gun culture in years because, you know, especially with young people being the future, you know, imagine being 18, you know, in an age of prosperity, say the 90s, you know, when there was an assault weapons ban, you're yeah. conditioned to think that that's probably what ought to happen. But, you know, if you're 18 right now and you see people rioting all over the nation constantly in all these major cities, you realize pretty quickly that, you know, what we have, this stability today, is not always going to be around, and it could end at any time.
And one of the things about coups and overthrows and that sort of thing is
mm-hmm.
it happens overnight.
Yeah,
like
yep.
they literally happen overnight.
Same thing with economic collapse.
Yeah,
right. Look at what am I thinking? Greece, right?
Yeah.
It's Turkey currently is banning cryptocurrencies.
Yep,
because why they do a far better job than whatever the Turkish. The lira, is it? That
yeah.
is over there?
Well, and, you know, if you've studied economics, you understand this concept called Laffer curves. And what it is the idea that the more the government taxes, it brings in more revenue until it reaches a certain point where they are taxing people so much that people are actively taking steps to hide their money from the government, and it ends up reducing government revenue. So if you think this whole issue with the debt is going away anytime soon, it's only going to get worse.
And I want to suggest really quickly that if you're worried about an economic collapse, think beyond the guns, because food will be in short supply as well.
And toilet paper.
And how to get a hold of those things. Your thoughts, if you want, 603-283-6160.
Get up a day.
603-283-6160, or just in your shop.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden held a drive-in rally in Duluth, Georgia. One topic was the pandemic.
We lost over 550,000 Americans. Well, we delivered over 220 million COVID shots in the first 100 days. We vastly expanded access. We got 100 million doses of vaccine, enough for every single American.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the cost of the plan is too high.
These proposals are wildly out of proportion to what the country needs at this particular juncture.
He said the new Biden plans will cause the U.S. to take on too much debt. U.S. jobless claims have dropped to a pre-pandemic low of 553,000 for the week. 16.5 million Americans are still getting benefits under various programs. This is USA Radio News. Two officers in North Carolina were killed during a welfare check. USA's Lance Pry has the story.
Two deputies in North Carolina have died from their injuries suffered during a 13-hour-long standoff at a home near Boone, North Carolina, in Watauga County. That's about 86 miles west of Winston-Salem. What turned out to be a welfare check turned into an ambush. Three civilians, including the suspect shooter, also died, bringing the death toll to five people. North Carolina Representative Ray Pickett at the North Carolina Assembly says the suspect was the son of the two murdered at the home.
I received some terrible news from Watauga County today. That situation, at first we thought it was a teenager, but through further reports, he was an older gentleman. He killed his mother and father today. Sheriff deputies responded to a welfare check. He ambushed them.
Sergeant Chris Ward died at the hospital. K-9 Deputy Logan Fox died at the scene. The investigation continues. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We are back with Free Talk Live, the live call-in show where you can get your voices heard if you call this number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. That is how you get on the air with us. Sitting in the studio tonight, tis I, Mr. Richie Rich, along with
the captain filling in for Matt.
And Tyler.
And Tyler, we were talking about this article about the Americans under 30 turning against gun control.
Yeah.
And we had some theories working on that as to why, and we got to...
COVID was one of them.
COVID and economic collapse.
Yep, the fear of economic collapse. Also, you were postulating that it might just be the shift from the Trump administration to the Biden administration.
I think that's the easiest answer,
mm-hmm.
because despite evidence to the contrary...
Mm-hmm.
Right, Trump was touted as like a pro-gun, pro-2A president, which he obviously was not.
Right.
However, Biden is definitely anti-gun. And there is a vastly more evidence of him being anti-gun than Trump being pro-gun or anti-gun. And so what I'm suggesting is like as soon as Biden comes in, right, you go like, holy cow, they're now definitely coming for the guns. And this could lead to people going, you know, now's the time to be pro-Second Amendment, pro-2A, you know, anti-gun measures, right? Like, we have to actively fight this now because there is the real possibility that legislation will be passed in favor of gun control.
I would love to believe that all of the information that exists on the Internet that have allowed people like us to arrive at the conclusions we have about freedom and liberty and peace and prosperity have had an effect on the youth because they are the ones most active on the internet. All the information about the Federal Reserve, the history of government, what is libertarianism, what is anarchism, the philosophies of these things are all on the internet now, right? All of the periodical, not period, all of the books, all of the literature written, even the ancient, because like anarchism and libertarianism from a philosophical perspective has been written about for what, thousands of years?
Yeah.
You know, thereabouts, or, you know, I'm pulling a number out of my butt here, but a long time. And so, like, they only existed in book form, and you had to go seek out the book before the internet. And so now, all
carved
of that's on the internet.
Stone tablets.
I think.
I would love to believe that this is a result of information being available and the youngest people finding it and learning.
I think you're both, I think you both tapped into something. Two different ideas. I'm going to combine them. What you're saying, Rich, about the idea that essentially young people are being reactionary to the change in administration, I think you're right about them being reactionary, but I think it's probably on a larger timetable than just the change in administration, right? I think you had a generation that grew up in a time where the media dominated the message that existed, and it was constantly anti-gun, anti-gun, anti-gun.
And still is on the mainstream media.
And still is on the mainstream media. And we're moving into a time where people are starting to see the instability I was talking about earlier. But then to your point, Captain, with the access to information that exists, you know, like a lot of young people are into video games, and video games have guns, and now the only place you're learning about guns isn't Hollywood anymore. You can go on YouTube or any other video hosting site, and you're going to see gun enthusiasts making videos about, like, here's all the guns from Call of Duty, and I'm going to shoot them in real life for you.
Yep.
You know, so these kids are,
thing.
Yeah, and these kids are watching those going, wow, that's awesome. And then they realize, they're like, wait a minute, I could own these guns? And then these people are basically teaching, you know, gun safety and, like, kind of promoting gun community and the concepts behind it. And so I think you're both right. I think what it is that young people are reacting to this negative message that the media and the government at large put out that, you know, guns are bad, we need to get guns off the streets. And they're looking at that and going, well, I'm going to question authority because that's what young people do. And then you mix that with the fact that they can get on the internet and find a plethora of information out there about, you know, and not just guns, but
right,
like you said, like the liberty movement at large. It's like, well, what about my rights? It used to be that, like, you know, you'd have to learn about that stuff in school, and the civics lessons they teach in school and public school are just nothing compared to what
propaganda is.
Yeah, you never hear about people like Murray Rothbard or Lysander Spooner or a lot of these great thinkers that can really lay out, you know, the concepts of liberty in an intellectual manner. And now we all have access to that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna bring, you brought up schools. I'm gonna tie that in real quick because this under 30 crowd, generationally, like it or not, could be described as the school shooting generation. Right? There's been more school shootings like within the most recent time frame
mm-hmm.
than just about in all of history. And
is that true though? Because I'm under the impression that that's not necessarily the case. It's just that we have lightning-fast media now, and we hear about all of them, whereas previously you wouldn't hear. If you lived in Washington State, you would never hear about a school shooting in Mississippi. For
you may not hear about it. However, previous generations, right, were allowed to have their rifles in their pickup trucks in high school.
Right.
And those generations where there was, like, a more distinct gun culture, you didn't have the same level of school violence, I believe.
Okay.
Right? Like, factually, could I pull up statistics? No.
I had not heard that was a factual thing, so I was just questioning.
Okay.
So.
And if it's not a factual thing, let me know. 603-283-6160.
Yeah.
However, my point being that this is the school shooting generation, whether it's media-induced
sure.
or factually accurate or not. I would think that would play into the opinions of individuals when it comes to guns and gun violence, and I think it would have the opposite effect, right? Because if you've been through a school shooting, right, like do you want 16-year-olds to be able to walk down to the local, you know, general store and pick up a firearm? I don't know.
Well, you know, that argument could go both ways. I imagine that, well, first off, a tiny percent of students have ever been in a school shooting, right, or have ever experienced one at their school.
Sure.
But if you're constantly being told that a school shooting is a threat and that it's something that you might go through, you're gonna think a few different ways, right? Some students,
you gotta
like
walk through
saying,
those metal detectors every day, right? Several times.
Yeah, or do
bulletproof
like
backpacks.
School shooting drills, which are exist now. It's not just fire drills anymore, but
yeah.
You know, you might sit there and go, "Oh no, guns are scary. Someone needs to protect me from these guns." Or you might be sitting there going, "You know, I'd really like a gun if that was going to happen. It'd be nice if I had a gun. So if that does happen, I'm not a victim."
And I think you would be right on the individual level, but we are talking about primarily public school indoctrination centers where, you know, the technology is the bulletproof backpacks. You know, I've seen curved hallways, so you can dip down the hallway and the gunman doesn't have a straight shot. Like, this is the technological advancement. The curved hallways, locks on the doors that, you know, slam into place the minute there's an alarm that goes off that there's an active shooter, so you're barricaded in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean to interrupt. I'm glad you said it, because the next thing I was going to say was a tangent about active shooter, the phrase. I don't like this phrase, because normally you can tell, like, with either government or media, you can tell sort of the level of BS that they're at if they make up a phrase that you've never heard before that's inaccurate.
Okay.
Right? It's a shooter.
Sure.
Activity is not a designation of the shooter, right? If they were inactive, that means somebody else probably had a gun and shot them, and now they're an inactive shooter.
Well, there are shooters that do active competitions, that shoot during competitions, and when they put their gun back in the case, they're an inactive shooter.
I understand. But using the terminology active shooter for somebody that may be, you know, committing a mass murder or a school shooting or something of those, that particular phrase doesn't need to exist. It's a shooter.
Okay.
He's got a gun. He's shooting people.
So the shooter at the school facility, the technology in place, is not for someone to be a hero. It's not for someone to be like, "Man, I wish I had a gun because then I could defend myself." Mm-hmm. It's curved hallways, bulletproof backpacks, and barricade yourself in the door. And that's the mentality that they're instilling upon those kids of that age.
It's the new bomb drill. It's the new
run,
you know,
hide, fight, right?
Yeah, hide under your desk. Yeah.
And yet we see polls where they're coming away from that somehow. So it's again an interesting dichotomy. Your thoughts? 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. More with Free Talk Live.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You know what? We are back.
Oh, my gosh. I would have never known that if it weren't for you announcing it.
Every segment, as long as I'm sitting in this chair.
Thanks, man.
We are back. Free Talk Live. I'm not going to give out the numbers because the phones are lit up.
Final segment.
And, yes, it's the end of the show as we know it for tonight.
Well, we still got...
We had some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the phones are lit up, so I'm not going to give out the numbers.
Calls, yeah.
What we do need to talk about before we get to those calls is the Crypto 6. It is so important that we talk about it quite a bit. And I changed the copy, so now it says the right dates. On March 16th, 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spadella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto 6 were then arrested and taken into custody, and Ian Freeman and Nobody remain in custody. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges aren't a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto 6 from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at TheCrypto6.com. Once more, TheCrypto6.com. Tis I, sitting in the first chair for the night. I am Richie Rich, and you guys are?
I'm the captain.
And it's Tyler.
And it's Tyler. We're going to pause your article for a moment because, again, like I said, phones are lit up.
Let's do it.
And we...
Pause.
We...
P-A-W-Z, pause.
...have an anti-gunner on the phone.
Is his name Gunner?
No.
It'd be funny if it was.
No. His name is Ryan in New Mexico. Ryan in New Mexico, you are on the air. You anti-gunner. You.
Hey. Hey, how you all doing?
Good. Hey, what's on your mind?
So, not much. Well, these gun things. So you guys are talking about gun rights, and then you're also talking about another aspect, which is a completely separate issue about guns in schools being used by what I'm guessing is faculty. And, I mean, those are two completely separate issues. But the guns in schools, I mean, they shouldn't even talk about it. This is what part of like governance is that if we are going to allow a few strong, powerful, trained people to have guns in schools, then they shouldn't be known, and we shouldn't have a national debate on it. This is what our leaders of this country are supposed to do, kind of just to protect us. And then we get into these gun right things, and you know, I mean, we just, how are we going to fix this? Because you guys are saying we need to add more guns to people's sidearms and then train these people, but, you know, I just live in a high crime area, and if there are people, I'm just not around good people that are going to be, you know, gun-toting citizens that are going to pass all the classes to have these guns.
Well, if, you're not in a good area, who protects you now, and how reliable are they to continue to protect you?
Well, I think it's a bit of a herd mentality. They just protect themselves because they don't want to go to prison, and they're just not – people aren't just crazy. They just – there's one or two crazy people every 3 months. And you know, I mean, this is going to be a very hurtful statement, and I don't necessarily know if it's true, so I want to play a little bit of devil's advocate. But if years and years of war have kind of hardened us and made us to where this gun central point has taken on a new kind of because it's really weird, the vitriol that the Republicans and I admit the Democrats, because I'm not really – I'm a little bit associated with the Democrats in that I smoke weed, but – with the Republicans, I share a lot of other things in common, too, but the just the anger and stuff over very, very small, trivial things. I mean, the Democrats fully know that in 50% of the country, there will never be gun legislation. I mean, that's ever going to be able to take away hunting guns and pistols.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe
so now
at the local level,
over,
but right now with the control over the House, the Senate, and the White House, there is a massive push to make things a lot more difficult for gun owners that needs to be pushed back against.
Well, let me pose this. I mean, what if they actually get California and we actually do a test on California taking away every single gun besides the cops? And just to see how it goes, if that test ends up working out, what's going to happen then?
Ryan, that
are we going to still continue to have this debate?
That test would never work because the problem is that you can't take guns away from criminals. They don't have their guns lawfully in the first place. Even if they originally got them lawfully, they're using them unlawfully.
These people are inherently dumb.
You don't think that they're going to be able to get their ammo from somewhere else? You don't think they're some
exactly,
people?
Exactly, but these people are also lazy. They're inherently stupid, and they aren't able to just go through these hoops.
If they do, then
they go to prison.
Criminals are pretty smart.
They actually get...
A lot of criminals, man, are pretty smart, and like you can talk, you can read interviews of cops talking to criminals after the fact and said, "Why did you choose to shoot up that gas station?" And they said, "Because there's a sign on the wall that says no guns, so I knew that nobody inside was going to have a gun." You know, they pick their locations. Gun crimes happen at gun-free zones more often than anywhere else.
Here's the thing: the decision to murder people always comes before the decision of weapon choice. So if in your example, California has outlawed regular folks from owning a weapon, right, then the person who decides to kill is either going to illegally obtain a firearm or he's going to choose a different weapon. Perhaps he builds a bomb. Perhaps something else. I don't know. But what I can tell you is that when a human being decides to kill people, it precedes the choice of weapon.
Okay, but and I guess what my point is that I feel that this the whole conversation about this is creating the need for guns because everybody's getting in this high pitch, high frame mindset, this like high temperature, and it needs to be taken down, and nobody wants to take it down because you guys are like making up these situations about gun laws because we're sitting here looking at kids getting shot at schools and then we look at Australia where they don't have these things anymore because they took away all the guns. And it's just, it's hard to add up. And it makes impasses that I believe are bigger than just the gun rights issue. And I think that's done purposefully. And I think that's the hurt.
That part I would agree with.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
That it bothers me that I think it's a lot of racism kind of that it has been held onto that this gun rights issue now it's taken over a different kind of we of a feather fly together type of thing, and it's now a way to pick fights against other people.
I would suggest
those people pick fights right back against you.
I would suggest that the gun rights issue, at least in the American system and the paradigm that we're talking about here, is a protection of individual freedom and liberty. And when you look at other countries that have gun control, they may not have the school shootings, they may not have the gun violence, but they still do have violence, and they have less individual freedom and liberty.
Right. Like, Ryan, what you're saying, it does make sense. I agree that the gun issue is indicative of deeper social issues, right? The problem isn't guns. The problem is people desiring to murder each other, right? If you look at England, right, which is essentially a nanny state where they have cameras everywhere, you need a license to own knives, you know? And yet, their murder rates are as high as ours. They're comparable. The problem is that all the murders are happening with blunt objects, with knives, you know, because they can't get their hands on guns. They find other ways to kill people, you know. And then if you want to look at that and say, let's get rid of all the guns, well, then who's going to do all the murdering? It's going to be the people that are bigger and stronger. Like, what's stopping a 240-pound man from assaulting a 90-pound woman? Well, in America, it's a 9mm pistol that she carries in her purse. That's the equalizer. In a place like England, she's subject to anyone who's bigger than her that desires to do harm to her.
That is an extremely paranoid thought, considering I go walking down the street of Central in Albuquerque, New Mexico, without any weapons, talking to these bums and these pathetic people day and night, and I don't feel in danger, and that's pretty much the scum of the earth. I mean,
you're not a woman
in my city, but
Ryan,
tis better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
I got to go, Ryan, because we got one more call, and we're pushing the clock here. But thank you for the call.
I believe they do more damage than they do good.
All right, Anders, you are on the air.
Hey, it's Aaron. And,
Aaron.
Thank you all for taking my call. I come from a background of wearing a uniform for a police department, actually for a sheriff's department here in East Texas, and also for the United States Marine Corps. And today I feel like the thing you should fear is your government. And if you're still wearing a uniform, do whatever you can to get out. Because if we don't turn the flag upside down and get ourselves ready, I have a son that's almost died from receiving vaccine. If we don't do that and fear our government, then you're deluded. Because I've seen it all. I've seen the best and the worst. And right now, it's the worst of the worst. Running our lives and stealing their power. And there's nothing left to say other than, be self-sufficient.
Thank you for the call.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.